Item 11, repeat offenders. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for your time.
Herbert, did I swear you in earlier?
Sorry, sir.
Did I swear you in earlier?
Yes, sir.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Please state your name for the record.
First Sergeant Bell with the Northern Area. As you have in front of you this notebook, all of these charges were a result of plainclothes investigation that I conducted on November 19th of 2012. I was receiving a bunch of complaints from a waterman and a buyer about over-harvesting. Kept sending people to that area to check it out. The information that I received is that each time an officer showed up in a marked vehicle, these guys would know and they would dump their catches before they come to the dock. So I took it upon myself to go down there in plain clothes one morning on the 19th. Got two boats coming into the dock that morning. One was, which had Richard Shackford, Joey Gautreau, and Drew Owens. And the other was Chris Robbins and Danny West. The boat that Richard Shackford and Joey Gautreau and Drew Owens were on, I observed them put off 26 baskets of oysters. At that point, when I approached the boat and made an attempt to talk to Mr. Shackford, which is the owner of the boat, had a question for him about why he wasn't tubbing to start with. Then I asked him about the number of bushels that he had put off, and I noticed there was more bushels on the boat, which I asked him, and I asked him how many was still left on there. He said 5 to 6 bushels, at which point I made everything cease right there. Then the other boat came in and started offloading. Once they got to their 24 baskets that they had offloaded, they put a few more on the boat, which came to be about a bushel and a half left on that boat. All of them were issued summonses that morning. At that point, I looked at the tally book on the dock, which indicated there were multiple days that overages occurred, which led to getting documentation from the buyer and also from the commission, which led to these charges for these particular days that you have in front of you on page 1 under Mr. Gautreau. There's 28 individual days. With dispositions in court, as a part of a plea deal, pled guilty to four counts, and there was the fifth one, which I had previously gotten before the court date from this other, and the rest of the charges were null pros as part of the plea deal. Staff recommendation is in accordance with 28.2-232 and 28.2-528 of the Code of Virginia. Fisheries Management staff recommends the Commission revoke all of Earl J. Gautreau's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year for being convicted in Middlesex County Joint District Court of harvesting over the daily limit of Rappahannock River public grounds. Following the 1 year revocation, staff further recommends that Mr. Gautreau be placed on probation for a period of 1 year. Any failure on his part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Gautreau appearing before the Commission for a license revocation hearing according to the guidelines set forth in the Law Enforcement Subcommittee Sanction Report adopted August 27, 2013.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for First Sergeant Bell at this point? I want to draw the commissions before we call Mr. Gautreau up. draw your attention, if you look in your code book there on page 47, you'll see 28.2.232. This is a section of code you're particularly familiar with that we've used through the years when it comes to situations where we revoke licenses for up to a maximum of 2 years. But there's another code section that Officer Bell mentioned, and that is over on page 86, 28.2-528. And that is specific to our revocation authority with respect to taking oysters unlawfully. And I'd like to read that to you because it's significantly different than 232, which you're familiar with. It says the commission, without notice and hearing, so the hearing we're having here today actually isn't necessary according to this law. We're going to do it anyway. Without notice and hearing, shall revoke all licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms issued to any person convicted of unlawfully taking oysters or other mollusks from the public grounds, any riparian oyster planting grounds, or any general oyster planting grounds leased. No new licenses shall be issued to such person for a minimum of 6 months or a maximum of 2 years after such conviction in the discretion of the commission. To me, this is significantly different from 232 because it says we shall do this. It also sets a minimum revocation of 6 months, and it only speaks to a single conviction. And I think all of the cases that we're going to have here before us today that involve oysters involve multiple convictions. So I'd ask you to consider that in your deliberations. Unless you have questions for First Sergeant Bell,
we'll I have call. One question.
What
was the attitude of these folks when you began to tell them who you were and what was the dispensation of your tendencies at that point?
There was very little resistance. One of the gentlemen knew exactly who I was as soon as he pulled up to the dock. Of course, I went to school with him, so he knew who I was. The other gentleman, once I identified myself, there wasn't a whole lot. I mean, there was a little tension there, but it wasn't that bad. Nothing out of the normal.
Is Mr. Gautreau present? Yes, sir. You want to step forward? Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Earl Joseph Gautreau III.
And this is your opportunity to speak on your own behalf.
Yes, I'm aware, you know, of all the tickets that we did receive. And I believe that at the time, we got a bad deal. We were served with 13 warrants of over the limit and 13 counts of falsifying reports, which was 26 tickets. And so we, you know, that sounded like a lot, and it was, you know. So we went and got a lawyer and went to court. And, you know, they wanted us to plead down to a plea bargain, which not really what we wanted, you know, because we really didn't see where, you know, they had all these against us. I mean, I don't know. He said something about, Mr. Bell said something about a tally sheet. That was introduced in the court. And the buyer said that was his Bible. The judge said, you know, this is different. I've got papers that he signed and I signed that we only had the 24 bushels.
You know,
I mean, then we took out the plea. You know, when he offered us a plea bargain of to take four tickets, you know, I mean, he said that was the best that we could do because we were charged with so many. That if the judge found us guilty on one, he'd find us guilty of all. That was the main reason why we took the four. And, you know, I knew it was going to come down to having to come down here, but I didn't know what other situation to be in. And I just think we got a bad deal on with all these tickets, and I don't think it was right.
you were convicted in Middlesex County Court, correct, of 5 charges?
Yes, sir. One in January, I believe.
October 2nd, November 14, 19, 20, and 22.
Yes, sir. But they charged us with the plea bargain to plead to 4 counts of over the limit. Well, the plea bargain to start with was 2 counts of over the limit and 2 counts of falsifying reports. Well, we could prove that we never falsified any reports. Everything we turned in to y'all was correct with them. So they changed it and said, well, we'll hit you with 4 counts of over the limit. Well, I just didn't think that was fair. But, I mean, I was in no situation to argue, and my lawyer thought it was in the best interest because it was so many tickets, 26. They couldn't prove, any of them.
Did you testify in court?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Gautreaux? Anything else you want to say?
Sorry.
Mr. Erskine.
Go ahead. I'd just like to take a minute, Mr. Commissioner, and fellow members, associate members, staff, and public. When I look at the first sheet, page 1, and I see 28 offenses, it's disappointing, to say the least. There's clearly a problem. Half of those are over-harvesting the daily limit of oysters. There's a reason we have a limit for harvesting, and I think there's been tremendous private investment, from industry members out there putting oysters overboard, as well as our conservation replenishment department to bring back public oyster grounds. It's been a commendable effort. And essentially what this reads to me is that you're stealing, and you're being a thief. And you did it on multiple occasions where I'm seeing October 1st, October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th, and so on. It's almost on a daily basis. It's stealing from the Commonwealth and the citizens of the Commonwealth. I really find it disappointing and irresponsible and unacceptable. And staff recommendation for losing a license to catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year, quite honestly, I don't think is enough. I think we have a chronic problem out there that's going to be demonstrated by 5 individuals. And I just wanted to make a comment to everybody in this room and the public and Mr. Commissioner and fellow commission members that this just seems unacceptable.
Any other comments? Mr. Tanker.
Yeah, as you drew our attention to 28.2528, Mr. Commissioner, there's actually a special law for people who harvest thieve oysters. I mean, so it's a problem that has history, I suspect, because there's a law for it. And I don't understand why we're not at the maximum 2 years when you look at all these offenses. It just seems we're given a pass of a year. I don't get it myself. It looks like the maximum amount of crime's been done, the maximum penalty should be served. That's my takeaway on it.
I would I'd like to comment as well.
Sure.
I think most of you are aware, I have served at this agency for more than 32 years, and I will tell you, I have never seen this level of disregard for the law as I see before us right now and these other gentlemen who will come before us. This is a blatant day after day after day disregard of the rules that we use to try to manage this resource. It's stealing from your fellow watermen. It's stealing from the industry. It's stealing from the citizens of the Commonwealth. And it's repeated. It's repeated. I sense no remorse whatsoever. And I agree with you. I think the staff has been, quite frankly, generous in their recommendation of a one-year revocation. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tank.
I'll make a motion that we have a with regard to 28.2528, we give the issue a, make it so that we revoke the license for 2 years and 2 years probation for this gentleman. We have the ability to do the maximum, and I think that this maximum fits the crime at hand.
You have a motion for a 2 year revocation of all licenses and a 2 year probation. Is there a second to that motion? Mr. Grandis.
I have a comment.
For probation and revocation. Okay. Okay. So the advice of the attorney, you want to say that? Put it on the record?
My reading of 28.2528 grants the commission the authority to revoke a license for a maximum of 2 years. It says nothing about probation, but I believe that probation is a lesser included punishment of a revocation. But still, I think the commission is bound by that 2 year maximum. Total 2 years for probation, or for revocation and probation.
Okay, so 2 years is the limit of
right.
the total.
All right.
So with that, I'll rule the motion out of order and ask for another motion.
So thus my motion would be for Mr. Gautreau a 2 year revocation of license.
Can I say something?
One last time, sure.
I mean, I know it looks bad on them papers, but, I mean, half of what's on there, you're saying the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of November. I mean, I just didn't do it. I mean, you know, I can't help what he said. The other officers, they found on who took tally that day, who done what that day. I mean, I just can't speak for that. All I can speak for is what I signed from the buyer that he signed as well as I signed. Of the 24 bushels.
Thank you.
I mean, the big picture is the 26 or 28 tickets. But
Nevertheless,
I can
court,
put anything in front of you.
The court had enough information to convict you on 5 different offenses.
You're right, and like I told you, you know, I believe
you're proclaiming your innocence is what you're doing. You're
right.
You're not
I mean, I'll agree. Yes, twice. Did I go over the limit? Yes, sir. Yes, twice.
Okay.
Not these 5 and whatever you have in front of you. No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion for 2 year revocation. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Christopher Robbins. Officer Bell, do you have anything else to report on?
Same thing. It was just, as you can see in your notebook, Mr. Robbins, there was a few things lesser that these things occurred. Got 3 convictions of this in Middlesex County Court in the same sex recommendation.
Okay. Mr. Robbins? Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to say on your behalf?
Well, I mean, I'm with Mr. Gautreau. I don't believe and agree with what's going on. You know, we were proven. I took a plea bargain as well. I took a plea bargain on, I don't even remember how many it was. I think it was 1 and 1 is all I took a plea bargain on. You know, as Mr. Bell can look at you and tell you, he got us both a limit of a bushel and a half. A bushel and a half out of 24. You know, that's one man shoveled one less oyster than he should have, or I should have shoveled more than I should have. I didn't shovel enough. That's all that is. I didn't have 15. I didn't have 20. I didn't have 10. I didn't have 8. That's why you made a law this year. That's why you're going to make a law. Maybe it's in motion. Maybe it's not. To put them in orange baskets and bring them to the dock. That's why you're getting rid of that Virginia tub, because of this problem. You've already done it, Chicotee. They can bring them out in baskets over there. They can bring them to the dock. You don't have to tub them up. You don't have to do that stuff. It's hard to take and flip 24 bushels straight right into a boat and know you have 24 bushels. You can put them in an orange basket, sure. I argued this with the judge and won. I won it with my lawyer. I can shovel 24 in an orange tub today. I can dump 24 tubs in that basket. I guarantee when I get to the dock, I'll get over 24. That's the power of a shovel. That's the way a shovel works. That tub, some man might crimp one way, might put one this way, might put one that way. But yet, if there's that much more in the boat, he can write you a ticket. I got more than one this year for that. That is the truth. You know, I can understand some people going out, breaking law, breaking this, breaking that. But we weren't that. You know, we went out, we went to work. I'm allowed 24. I wanted my 24. That's what I was allowed. I didn't come in with 28 and 30 and 35 and 40. They're on your sheets. You've seen them. You know, it shows what I caught. I didn't go out and intentionally do this. I was proven innocent. I took a plea bargain on two. Like I said, he wrote me with 16. You know, I should have fought it. The two people in front of me fought it and they beat it all. I had 16. He had 8. The man with 8 beat it. The man with 16 took 2.
Where were you proven innocent? I see 3 convictions by
I shouldn't have said
Middlesex.
I didn't mean to say proven innocent. You know, when I took a plea bargain of 2 accounts, I did plead guilty to 1. We got found guilty, and I'll tell you what the judge said. And he was standing right there when he said it. He said, something has to be done about this because this can't keep going on. And that was in Middlesex Courthouse. And instead of charging us with a $100 fine, he charged us with a $50 fine.
Actually, I show a fine of $100 on 2 counts and a fine of $50 on 1.
Mm-hmm. The 2 plus counts were different day. That was part of the plea bargain.
Any questions for Mr. Robbins? Great. Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robbins, I see that there was a citation on the 7th of November, the 12th of November, 16th of November, 19th of November, and 22nd of November 2012. So those were the tickets that were issued. So each one of those times, you were over the 24 bushel limit. By
well, those tickets were issued at a later date, 5 or 6 months down the road. Those were never issued at the dock. They were never issued to the boat. They were never issued to me until 5 or 6 months later to a later date. Somebody knocked on my door.
So are you saying you did not over-harvest the limit then? For all of those days?
I don't remember what went on. There was so much stuff that went on between me and the buyer. I put up my limit of oysters. Okay? There was so much stuff that went on with that buyer, Rufus Rohr. I don't have to sit here and prove to anybody in here. I know the truth. That man right there, he knows. He went up there. He went up there. He saw Mr. Rohr. Mr. Rohr was in court just like I am here today explaining to you. He had to explain it. He couldn't do it either. Because you had too many people doing too many things with too many pens and too many pieces of paper and too many books. I was a fool for taking the plea bargain. I should have beat it like I should have, like the man in front of me did.
So
the man in front of me that had 8 bushels, that had 8 tickets, he beat it all. He's not here today because he beat it in court. But because I took the plea bargain, because I thought it was the right thing to do because I had 16, I took that. That wasn't the right thing to do because I didn't have those. I sat right there in court with people and showed and on paper that we didn't have them. And that's why the Commonwealth came to me and said, will you accept 1 and 1? We have to give you something.
Okay, I'm seeing that there were 5 tickets and you were convicted on 3 of them.
No, sir, you're not.
Yes, sir, I am.
I was convicted on 1 at a later date. That was a different time. And like you said, the judge said right there and said, I don't want to find you guilty of it, but I have to find you guilty. I'm going to find you a $50 versus $100. Because something has to be done about this.
Well, I agree something has to be done, but
I wasn't 15 and 18 bushels over. I understand, yes. You come in here, there's people in here that's done it for a living and do it and do it and do it every day. 24 bushels to throw in a skiff, to throw in a boat loosely, it's hard to do. You, nobody in here can do it. Can't get 24 every time. It's impossible. It doesn't work. You either go under or you go over. I wasn't over 28, 30, 35, 40, 32. I wasn't done that. I'd always be willing to bet I could go back and contact my lawyer and find out exactly what I was over.
But you were over.
If you're over a half a bushel, you still get a ticket.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Robbins? matters before the commission.
Well, Mr. Tanker, this doesn't seem like the maximum that we saw the last time. I can take staff recommendation with regard to Mr. Robbins.
All right. Staff recommendation is 1 year revocation followed by 1 year probation.
Correct.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Right. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Haney. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. 1 year revocation, 1 year probation. Richard Lee Shackelford. Shackelford, we show 28 ticketed offenses of 13 of which were failure to report. The remainder were harvesting over the daily limit and one failure to tub oysters. You were convicted in Middlesex County General District Court of 5 of those charges, all of which were harvesting over the daily limit.
Yes, sir.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So up you go.
Well, Red Crew says, you know, we had 13 each over the limit. 13 falsified reports. I had them yellow slips. I got them yellow slips right there. And I put the same thing on them yellow on them yellow slips as on it on them reports I filled out, you know. So I don't see how I falsified the reports. I agree. I'm sorry that it moved over the limit. I'm sorry about that. But falsified reports, I didn't do that there. So I got the papers over there if you want to see them.
Well, who filled out the reports?
My wife did.
And she filled them out incorrectly, is what you're saying?
Yeah, she filled them out right. Same thing as on the yellow slip is on the white slip. And I got the folder right there if you want to look at them.
Well, you weren't convicted of any of the failure to reports. Only over the daily limit.
And I'm sorry, you know, that we went over Rufus Rooks up there. We were selling him oysters, and he would call us every day when we was in the rubble. He would call us. He said, "Can you bring a few more oysters in that I need them for Thanksgiving and Christmas?" I said, "No, we're gonna get caught." He said, "No, you ain't gonna get caught." And then when we went in front of the judge, we got caught. We went in front of the judge. He told the judge, he said, "Your Honor," says, "I'm working for VMRC. You help catch the waterman." That's the words he told me. And I think we were set up from the start with. From day one.
Any questions of Mr. Shackelford?
So, excuse me, Mr. Shackelford. So, what you're saying is that you responded to request of the buyer to go over the limits to give him more oysters.
I told him,
to buy from you.
He said, "No, you're not going to get caught." Well, yes, we is.
What day was that?
Probably our whole time we was up there, from first October to December.
You got a call every day saying go over the limit?
He did. He certainly did. So
he called you every day?
Every day he called on telephone, said, "Bring me some." I said, "No." Some days, you know, he said, "No, don't bring them today because the inspector's in." I said, "Well, that's the word he set us up." We were set up for day one. We went up
well,
there.
It was your decision to go over the limit.
I know. I'm sorry that I done it. And I've been working the water for 43 years. That's how long I've been working the water. That's the first time I've been down here in 43 years.
But, excuse me, one more question then. So if you is this something that's unusual, or have you this always set up?
He set us three up. Rufus Rooks did. He set us three up. We sold him a few crabs, and we was crabbing, doing good crabbing. He said, "Come on up, and we'll catch some oysters," you know. So we went on up right behind it, and went to his place, and that's what happened. I've been in Potomac, I've been in Jane River, I've been everywhere, and this is the first time I've ever been in trouble in my life over oysters.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission?
2 years suspension of license.
2 year revocation?
Yes, excuse me, revocation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Daniel T. West. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Step over to the podium where the microphone is, please. I show 4 violations of failure to report and 5 for harvesting over the daily limit. You were convicted on 3 cases of harvesting over the daily limit. That's what we show.
It was like Chris said, the first time we came in, it was rough. We were hugging in the orange bag and on top of the barrel flipped over. So
we
couldn't do that.
So we were coming
loosely in the bottom of the boat. And Herbie came to the dock. We had to go up the creek to get our shovel. And we came back, and we had to tub them all up, and Herbie observed us. And I had a bushel and that much over. And Herbie said it was zero tolerance over. We were told by other VMRC agents that it was a tolerance if you were over. Different ones up there told us different things. And I asked Herbie, I said, you know, can you do like the other VMRC ones done and give us the tolerance? And Jamie, Officer Green was there, his boss. And he said, no, my superior's here. I can't do nothing like that. So he seen what we had, but he put them in the tub, seen what we had left. He wrote on his report. We went to court. The judge told Herbie that something needed to be done with it, that he couldn't be having people coming on front of his court all the time for over the limit when you can't tub them, you can't basket them, you have to cut them loosely in the bottom of the boat, and it's all a guessing game. And Herbie told him that he said, we're working on that now. Hopefully everything will go through where they'll be coming in orange baskets. And I told, like I told the judge, I was all for that. Because that way if you come in, you know what you got, and if you come in over the limit, you deserve what you get. And like I said, we was in the skiff. Them other days, I tried to find my paperwork. I took to court. The yellow papers that we signed said no more than 24 bushels. But where we had one fine that served jail time, our lawyer and the Commonwealth suggested that we take the plea bargain to make sure, because our lawyer told us that if we got, I think it was a class 1 misdemeanor put against us or something, if that went against us, that they would put them all against us and we would go straight to jail that day. So we took the plea bargain out of him, saying that that would be the best thing to do. And like Chris said, Mike Deal went right behind us, and he had the same lawyer, and he had Rufus Sr. Rourke in there, and Rufus had a tally book, and he said, this is the Bible. And the lawyer said, it's not the Bible. He said, this is the Bible. You signed this, Mr. West signed it, and Mr. Deal signed it, and all this. And he kept on, and him and the lawyer went back and forth, and then the judge finally told him, he said, look, are you saying you falsified this? Your name is signed on here. And his name is signed on here, and it says 24 bushels. They shouldn't be here for falsifying reports. You should. And then he clammed up, and then he throwed his out of court. But we had already took the plea bargain at the time, so we couldn't go back and straighten ours up. Because I had to go back and get all the copies of all the yellow tickets, because Chris had all the copies of them, and he's the one that did the reports. I didn't have none of them, so we went back to Urbana and got all the copies of Rufus's and printed them off and given them to our lawyer. And I had the spare set, but after we went to court, I threw them away because I thought all of it was already done. This was all said and done and just over with. We'd already been penalized. We paid money. We got on year probation and all that. I thought it was over with. I didn't think we had to come up front the board. I would have kept everything.
Any questions for Mr. West? Mr. Erskine?
Mr. West, you have 5 convictions, five offenses for harvesting over the daily limit that I see here.
Said we took the plea bargain.
Right, convicted on three. I understand that.
We took the plea bargain for two, one and one. One over the limit and one no harvest, falsifying reports. What you put on us, I don't know.
Okay,
now,
I'm showing
the one before then, the other one, that was the one that was one bushel and a piece over. And that's like six horses off each two.
Okay.
No, that could be going anyway.
Right. Well, the five offenses are in not quite consecutive days, but they certainly are multiple offenses within a two-week period.
Well, because
and I guess my question is to you, when you noticed the first time, for example, on November 7th, that you were over because you put everything in a tub, you shoveled them up and you put them in a tub and they were tallied up and, I had a bushel and a piece that was left over. The following time that you would come in and catch oysters or the next time you were tubbing them up, don't you think you would think I was a bushel and a piece over? That next time I might come in, you know, pretty close to 24, if not maybe a little bit under, so I don't want to be in violation stealing oysters again?
Right. Well, Officer Bell could probably tell you just about every day at the dock, we were getting tubbed and we were getting checked. Now, what Rufus put on his paperwork, that's his. Our paperwork said 24. We got paid for 24. He had a tally board. How hard is it to take a pen and make another mark on it? That's what they're going by. They're not going by the pieces of paper that we have. They're going by a tally board with a pencil that says the name of the boat and little slashes. You know, that's not what we got. Our piece of paper said 24, Daniel West, I signed it, Rufus Sr. signed it. We took it, gave us a check, we go to the bank, we cash it. Yeah, so I don't think we should be penalized for what he had done. That was the thing at court. But we took the plea bargain too quick is what the problem was. Our lawyer tried to get our case coming behind the other one that had the less because he never had no class one misdemeanors and the Commonwealth wouldn't do it because he knew what was happening. And that's exactly what Mike Servant told us. He said he's not going to do it because he knows what I want to do. Because he had a stand-in judge, and he said he was from another county and never knew what was going on with the water business. He wanted to get in his head, let him know what was going on with the water business before we got up there. And the Commonwealth wouldn't do that. So that's why we didn't take any plea bargain. It wasn't because we were intentionally breaking the law by far.
Thank you. Matters before the commission.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation is 1 year revocation of all licenses and 1 year probation. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Haney. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously.
What am I
thank you.
This is what I do for a living. This is how I feed my children.
You should have asked that of yourself before you started this.
Well, I did when I went to court. Yeah. I hired a lawyer.
Thank you. You can have your seat. Before we move on to, do we have one more?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear Scott D. Owens. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please state your name.
Scott Drew Owens.
What would you like to tell us?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, we're being charged for something that we haven't done. You know, I understand that the title board said 20, over 24, but we didn't have over 24, but for 2 days. That was the 2 days that we pleaded to in court. I don't know anything about no title sheet, but that's not so.
You were convicted of over the daily limit on five occasions for five offenses. October 2nd.
Yeah, that was part of a plea deal in court.
Yeah, well, you understand only, when you plea, you're admitting guilt.
I understand that. Okay. I made a mistake. We all made a mistake by doing that. We only, our copy of papers said that we was only over 2 days, not no 26.
Right.
And we didn't falsify any reports. My reports said what his reports said, 24.
You weren't convicted of falsifying any reports, only going over the daily limit.
I'm saying I only got two copies of my office papers that say I was over 24 bushels, not no 13.
Okay.
So I only, I admit I'm over two.
Do you understand that the law says a single conviction, you can lose your license for 6 months?
No, I was not aware of that.
It actually says a single conviction, and we must take his license.
That's right.
We have no choice. So it's not can, it's we must.
Anything else? Matters before the commission.
We shall revoke the license.
Mr. Commissioner, this 28 charges with five convictions warrants a 2-year revocation of license. I will make that a motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Before we move to the next agenda item, First Sergeant Bell, I want to thank you for bringing these cases to us. I know it was an extra effort on your part, and we appreciate you taking the time to do that and all the effort that you put into it. I can't speak for the rest of the commission members up here, but I can tell you that it will be my intention to make use of 28.2-528 for any single OSHTR violation that occurs in the future. OSHTR thievery is at rampant levels. It is a serious problem. While we have seen a resurgence in the OSHTR resource statewide, we've also seen a resurgence in violations of OSHTRs, and this code section was put here to be used. The General Assembly that adopted this is telling us that OSHTR violations rise to a significant level and deserve some mandatory minimum revocation of licenses. And so I guess what I'm saying, whether you like it or not, you're going to see more of these. It's that serious of a problem. And I think this is the only tool that we have to deal with it. The commission takes absolutely no pleasure in revoking licenses. This is a hellaciously tough decision for us. It doesn't make us happy at all when we leave here having done this, but unfortunately, it's something that we have to do. And I just hope that it gets the attention of everyone in industry that we are serious about maintaining a lawful OSHTR industry.
Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you. Mr. Erskine.
In light of these, what we've just gone through and talking a little bit more about the code and how rampant this is as far as thievery and we have more OSHTRs out there. That's the bottom line on public and private ground. And I'm wondering if the commission could ask staff to investigate additional measures to maybe curb this OSHTR poaching epidemic and chronic problem that we have. Maybe some of those might be larger vessel numbers painted on the sides and tops of the vessels, maybe vessel monitoring systems, some other alternatives that we could use as tools to deter OSHTR poaching. I would also like to, if I can, add something to this. It's not just, I understand that what we looked at strictly here at the commission were repeat offenders that were harvesting over the daily limit. I think what it also brought to light is that this is an industry problem. And potentially, we need to talk about in the future OSHTR buyers, that are purchasing these OSHTRs. They know how many they should be purchasing. And we should be cognizant of the fact that you have a limit that comes up, and it's 24 bushels per vessel. So I recognize that these repeat offenders have repeatedly broken the law, but they don't have an opportunity to sell that overage that they have if there's nobody buying the overage. So we have more than just a single problem.
Thank you, Mr. Tanker.
He makes a very good point. Mr. Erskine does. We heard today that the buyer in some ways, planted the seed for one of these gentlemen to take on more oysters or encouraged him. I would say in talking to people in industry that most people believe that buyers know when they're buying oysters that have been over-harvested or illegal. These communities are tiny. People know who's stealing. It's not something that they don't know about. I think we need to kind of pursue the buyers. If there weren't a buyer, then maybe they wouldn't be over-harvesting. And I would submit that buyers know when they're getting oysters or taking on oysters they shouldn't.
All right, thank you. I would just ask staff to take Mr. Erskine's recommendations for other measures seriously and ask that you come back to us, I guess, at the combined November-December commission meeting, if not sooner, with some ideas on how we might continue to improve enforcement and address these problems. Thank you.